This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. You know, there's been a lot of talk about this new tax reform under the Trump administration and pushed by the GOP, and there are many good things about it relative to the current system, but I want to bring in a totally different angle on this, which is that the entire tax system is bogus in the sense that the government doesn't need your money to fund its operations. Government doesn't need a dime from you, not a dime. And the reason that this is true, and it should become self-evident, is because the government creates its own money anytime it has an emergency. It does it in conjunction with the Federal Reserve, which is a non-governmental entity. So the Federal Reserve creates money and then loans the money, in essence, to the Treasury Department, which writes an IOU back to the Fed that says, we owe you this money. The Treasury Department then takes the money and then spends it. And they've used it to bail out banks, for example. In the 2008 housing bubble collapse, all this money was created, over $1 trillion, created to bail out some of the banks who lost all this money on, you know, stupid housing loan policies that were loaning money out to people who had no jobs and no income and no credit history and no ability to pay the mortgage, right? So all this money was lost, and the government then created new money to bail out the banks. Well, that raises an interesting question. If the government can create money to bail out the banks, why can't the government create money to fund itself? The answer is, it can. In fact, it only needs, I think, $2 to $3 trillion a year to make up for a loss of the personal income tax, not the corporate tax, but the personal tax. I believe it only brings in to the federal government somewhere between $2 and $3 trillion a year. So the government can create that money, and they could have the federal income tax rate pushed to zero. And there is nothing, there's no reason why that can't happen right now. There's no reason. In fact, the existence of the federal tax code has nothing to do with raising money for the government. And this is what's frustrating, to hear these people on TV and, you know, people debating tax code. It's like, oh, if we give a tax cut, we have to make up the revenue for the government. As if the government needs your money. Government doesn't need your money. The government can create any money at any time, and it has done it time and time again, and it will do it again in the future, anytime it needs to bail out a bunch of banks or a bunch of corporations. But wait, you say, if the government creates money, doesn't that debase the currency? Well, yes, it does, but the government's already doing it. It's called quantitative easing. The government's creating hundreds of billions of dollars a month in new money and pumping it into banks, which is causing it to ripple through Fortune 500 companies and ripple through Wall Street, ripple through the stock market. That money's already being introduced into the system. So there's debasement going on right now. And yet on top of the debasement, they're still collecting money from you. Now, the truth about why the tax code exists, and this is a shocking truth that a lot of people still haven't been able to get their heads around. The reason there is a tax code is not to raise money for the government. The reason is to control people, to keep people down. It is to punish and suppress small businesses so they can never compete with the hyper-connected big businesses that have favors from the government. You see, the tax code is about creating an unlevel playing field. It's about making sure that those corporations which have lobbyists in Washington get all the favors and all the advantages, unfair advantages in many cases, while having their competitors punished by oppressive taxes that prevent them from being able to grow and expand and compete on a level playing field. The tax code, in other words, is a system of selective suppression of certain businesses and also certain demographic sectors of society. It's also about making sure that people don't get wealthy and join the wealthy class. The current wealthy class that exists in America doesn't want new people to join its little club. The wealthy class wants to close the doors. No new people allowed. They don't want some middle-class person rising up, making a bunch of money, having a great business, a successful invention or something, and then joining the upper class. They don't want that. They don't want the upward mobility. They want to keep poor people poor, middle-class people middle-class, and wealthy people wealthy. The tax code is designed to accomplish exactly that. Punishes those who don't have lobbyists and who don't have connections in Washington while rewarding those who do have the special insider connections in Washington. Plus, the tax code gives the government a way to prosecute criminally almost anyone they choose to target. The tax code is weaponized against political targets. We saw that under the Obama administration, by the way, with Lois Lerner weaponizing the IRS to deny tax-exempt status to conservative nonprofit groups that were trying to get tax exempt. And they were denied on purpose as a way to suppress conservative ideas and conservative philosophy. So the IRS exists as a kind of like a fiscal KGB. It's a little secret police, a weaponized government arm that can be unleashed upon certain political enemies that the government doesn't want to allow to have a free competition or opportunities or representation or tax-exempt status or what have you. And the sooner you understand this, really, the better you're going to be in, the better off you'll be in life. You need to get past the thinking that the government is out there playing an honest game of, oh, how do we raise money to build roads and build schools? That's total nonsense. Do you realize what tiny, tiny fraction of the government budget goes to building roads and schools? It's almost nothing. You know the three biggest expenditures in government? It's war, or i.e. national defense, the Pentagon. It's Medicare, Social Security and Medicare. It's basically debt, disease, and death. It's the war industry, the Social Security entitlements, and the Medicare system. And there's some that's interest on the debt, of course, which is growing as a percentage of the federal budget. But those other three that I mentioned are the big three things. None of those are about building schools and building roads and keeping bridges intact and things like that. If all we needed to do was have government maintain roads and bridges and schools, we could slash taxes to almost nothing. It'd be like 5% of the current load, probably. And they could do that by just creating the money. Again, there's no need for government to take money from the people in just to raise money for the government. The purpose of the tax code is to suppress and control individuals and businesses. That is its only purpose. The fact that it generates extra cash for revenue is a side effect. The more important thing is to take money from the citizens, because America is a tax farm. We are the cattle and the sheeple on the tax farm. And the farmers, i.e. the globalists, are harvesting tax money off the tax farm at gunpoint by leading everybody to the financial slaughter and taking their money. And then when the GOP passes a slight reduction in taxes for certain groups, then they proclaim that they are our heroes and they've spurred economic growth, they've reduced the burden of taxation, they've unleashed innovation and entrepreneurship and all these things. No, you didn't. You're still taking money from the people that is not even necessary. Can you imagine how much our economy would grow if the federal income tax was eliminated completely? That's what I'm talking about. You eliminate the federal income tax completely, and you just have the government create the money it needs to cover just basic things like roads and schools, I guess, and our country would explode with abundance. Because taxes keep the economy down. Taxes hold people back. Taxes limit the growth of businesses. And the government doesn't need your tax money anyway. So, in any case, you can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Also, check out one of my websites, newstarget.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.